Can businesses solve social problems in struggling neighborhoods? A group in Atlanta thinks yes. They're launching a 6-month business incubator for entrepreneurs in the city's west side who have ideas to make money while making social good. Every entrepreneur starts by identifying a problem. Here's one Keitra Bates saw in her neighborhood.
There is a steamroller of new interest in this area. And they're like, the houses are beautiful. Look at this empty warehouse. We're going to turn this into a Whole Foods. What does that mean for Ms. Crowder?
Bates owns Westview Pizza Cafe, southwest of downtown Atlanta. That's where I met her and her 5 kids.
Yes, so all of these are my kids.
Okay. That's also where she told me about Miss Crowder.
That's who makes the pies.
Sweet potato pies, made out of her home. Her husband sells them at different spots around the neighborhood.
And if you'll notice, there's no solicitation sign, up, because we actually welcome that.
But selling food without a license isn't legal. Plus, buying pies off a stranger might seem odd. Still, Bates says the area is full of home cooks making money from their goods, and she worries a changing neighborhood will put those folks out of work. But she thinks she has a way to keep that from happening.
Our aim with Marty's is to basically put the home chefs in a position where the newcomers will encounter them.
Marty's would legitimize home chefs by giving them a storefront, a commercial kitchen, and food safety training. But right now, Marty's is just an idea. And to get it off the ground, Bates has some help.
So the Westside Innovation Lab is investing capital, business development, and mentorship to individuals within Westside neighborhoods that have ideas on solving social challenges in their own backyard.
Rohit Malhotra runs the Center for Civic Innovation, a kind of problem-solving lab for cities and nonprofits. They're giving up to $10,000 in seed money to 8 community entrepreneurs, including Keitra Bates.
If we actually invested in community ideas with the same risk tolerance that we give to any type of other investment, our ROI, our return on that investment, would not only be social, that return on that investment would be economic.
Malhotra is quick to point out that money's not charity.
Philanthropic investing depends on outputs, not outcomes. So what you're worried about is, do you have the feel-good stories? That is not well aligned with, are we solving the problem?
Well, charity works. It just depends, works toward what?
Michael Rich studies community development at Emory University. He says charity can provide temporary assistance to neighborhoods, but isn't good at the long-term support needed to turn them around. Investing in entrepreneurs, on the other hand,
it's a big challenge of going from an idea to a small company that could eventually begin to employ people.
Businesses start and fail all the time. And for businesses that care about social good, there's more on the line. Back in her pizza shop, Keitra Bates welcomes a group of neighborhood kids for a snack and a break from the summer heat. She says what's at stake for her idea are the futures of her neighborhood's home chefs.
If we aren't consciously, trying to preserve that particular food culture, it's going to disappear.
For Bates, that all comes back to Miss Crowder and her sweet potato pies.
I don't want to think of a world without, a sweet potato pie like that.
And if her idea is a success, she might not have to. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.